Apparently, the only thing we have to fear is insufficient fear. Because it has happened again. Children picked up by Child Protective Services because their parents allowed them to play unsupervised.
My name is Rafi, and I'm 10 years old.
Rafi Metiv and his sister were again picked up by the police after their dad left them to play alone at a public playground outside Washington, D.C.
So we were driving home from somewhere, me and my dad and my sister. We drove past the park on Spring in Georgia, and we stopped and I said, "Dad, can you please drop us off here so we can play a little and walk home?"
Of course, neighbors saw the kids playing alone, called the police, and according to their mom, Danielle, they sat for 3 hours in a patrol car and another 2.5 hours in the crisis center without dinner before being returned home. And they were terrified.
All we did was let our kids go to the park. And we're just amazed that this is, such a big deal and that this is considered neglect.
The problem here is that despite the billions we spend keeping ourselves alert for terrorists, predators, kidnappers, identity thieves, people who text while driving, there is this movement of free-range parents like Danielle who believe that the real danger to kids is too little exercise due to too much coddling. New York mom Lenore Scanese, who was once dubbed the world's worst mom for letting her 9-year-old son ride the subway alone, is the face of the free child movement.
So if you're living in a society like that, where everybody is turning into the KGB in terms of your parenting, it's very hard to trust yourself, trust your kids, and trust your community. But I'm saying we have to.
I consulted my own parenting expert, that being my mom, who is now 91. And she told me that when she was growing up in the Bronx, surrounded by organized crime, she was playing in vacant lots at 8 years old. The only rule was to be home by 6 for dinner. Today, parents of young children look like a Secret Service detail, right down to the earbuds. But for the free-range child movement, the only thing scarier than the predators who want to kidnap your kid are the strangers trying to protect him.